Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. That's really the only way to make this thing happen. Okay? And you already know this. I'm not telling you anything new. Just get involved and get engaged. And once you do that, we can make some changes. You know what the proof is? Look what happened today with the Supreme Court. They, for all intents and purposes, and unless I say for all intents and purposes, they went ahead and they protected your gun rights. Now, Joe Biden and the rest of them, I'm going to run this by Alfonso Rachel when we return. But I think it's hilarious that when you look at around at what's going on, look at some of the comments being made on social media right now about the gun rights, about the decision today. And if you're not paying attention, you really don't know what's happening. What you need to know is that New York was so restrictive, in case you're not paying attention. New York was so restrictive that the only place you could have a gun was in your house. And I'm not even so sure, I haven't checked it out, but I'm not even so sure you can have it outside. You know, in your yard. And I wonder what their laws were like if somebody broke into your home. Because like in California, I mean, really, the way the laws are laid out, you can still go to jail for protecting yourself in your house. In your own house. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Really what it boils down to. I want you part of the solution. And it's the only way to win is to get informed. Now you gotta I love the people in New York the lunatics on the left, they're going out of their minds right now. They cannot believe in any way, shape, manner, or form. They can't believe that the court, and Joe Biden said, what was it? He said, I want to get him right because I don't want to be accused of putting words in his mouth. Okay, so not quoting, but he basically said that the ruling today by the Supreme Court flies in the face of common sense. Now, last I checked, not that this isn't full of common sense, our Constitution, but last I checked, there is no provision in the Constitution that common sense or what is perceived, because it is perceived, right? Come on, honestly, it's really perceived when you really think Who decides what the common sense is? Who decides what hate speech is? It's along those same lines. So who decides what common sense is? Right? I mean, really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I love the mayor of New York City. One of the most violent cities with the toughest gun laws in the country is now trying to tell you, the mayor is, that crime is going to run rampant in his city now. Right? No, really, seriously. He actually came out and said, again, bearing in mind, one of the most violent cities in the country, he actually came out and said that crime was going to rise. Well, why don't you refund the police? Why don't you stand behind the police? Why don't you enforce the laws you already have? And you might find, I'm guessing here, you might find crime will go down again. Really? So, you know, when you listen to Governor, Holcomb? Today, man, was she miffed about the Supreme Court decision. And conservatives on Twitter slammed her after she railed against the Supreme Court ruling. Now, they issued a ruling on, Thursday, struck down the state's tough regulations regarding those seeking concealed carry permit. Holcomb made a televised address to her citizens denouncing the decision. During the press conference, you know, it's really funny. The more that these rulings come out, opinions, rulings, whatever you want to call them, that are constitutionally based, notice that the left gets more and more crazy. During the press conference, Holcomb claimed that the Supreme Court has stripped away the state of New York's right and responsibility to protect its citizens. She added that, now, this is what I love. So I guess carrying a gun never protects you, right? Is that how that works? She added that the decision is frightful in its scope and sending us backwards in our efforts to protect families and prevent gun violence. You know, what is it with the left? How insane are they to actually believe? Right? Now, hear me out here. How insane are they to actually believe that people who carry concealed weapons legally are the ones that are going to commit the crime, when right now almost 100% of the crime is committed by... Hello? So I'm a senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged. Do something more than nothing is my favorite saying, right? You know why? Because the more and more I hear from people, they're doing nothing and then they're complaining about something. So seriously, dudes and dudettes, get off your butts and go do something. Here's somebody who's always doing something. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me, and we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Zoe, I mean, what kids? You're in Texas right now, right?
I am.
I hear you're basking in the heat and making fun of the Texans. What is that all about? I'm getting emails saying, this guy's a wise guy. What is this all about?
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, I'm from the desert area, man. I know a little something about heat.
I know. Well, in California now, I mean, today was like 97. I think humidity was 3,241. I mean, it was bad. You walk up, your back started sweating, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, the area that I was from, man, like the Coachella Valley, man, it's kind of normal for it to get up to like 115.
Why?
I'd be out there like work.
I mean, seriously. Were you hollering out like, hey, somebody close the gate for hell, will you? I mean, it's getting a little warm over here.
Devil over having a Pepsi in the shade. So, yeah.
All right. I got some outrageous ones. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. First of all, have you been listening, watching, paying attention to the comments about the SCOTUS ruling today that the gun law in New York was just too restrictive and they should make it easier to get CCWs? Matter of fact, one justice wrote that, you know, there are no qualifications with any other, you know, amendment except for this one.
Hey,
made sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's why it would be news.
Yeah. What, did they finally get it right? Is that kind of what you're saying, or what was the deal?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. I mean, it's like, wow, okay, so, man, we got some people that are actually paying attention to what the Constitution said. Why are we even going through all these court hearings and stuff? It's already written. Now, this is what we got, you know, but you guys want to give yourself a pat on the back because you're finally squaring up with it, but okay, cool.
No, I like the one where, you know, they're all screaming that Roe versus Wade was settled law for 50 years, and I'm going, I think that Second Amendment was around for a while, too, don't you?
Yeah.
But what I did find interesting, the elitists, the ones that are smarter than us out of Hollywood, immediately started tweeting out how the part they left out was this was a white man's law. So in other words, apparently this law only, I didn't read the whole 121 pages, but apparently this law was only held up for white men. And I guess you guys ain't going to be able to get guns. I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, it's this thing about Democrats, man, where it's like, I mean, it's just they're going to drag a race into it. And I guess the ones that they really don't want to have guns are black people. Nothing's changed about the Democrats. They didn't want Democrats didn't want blacks to have guns following the Civil War either. It's like this. This is something about them that never changes. But unless it's Joy Behar, what does she say? We'll see the right wing, I guess, really all be about gun control if black people get more guns or if black people are armed. I'm like, lady, where you been?
Well, apparently she knows nothing about the NRA. Let's start off there. Which I these people don't do any homework and they think they have a clue, right?
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me. But again, that the amount of Hollywood types and the hardcore lefties, and they go along with it. They post versions of it, and you say to yourself, "My God, really? Do you guys do any of your own homework to understand what this was all about? What the second, you know, what was it? One, she posted one of her tweets. The governor of New York, she put out a tweet that said, "Well, the days we did the Second Amendment, they only had muskets, so I'm good with going back to muskets." And I'm going, "Okay, but there were no elected women either, and they didn't have the right to vote. Want to go back to that too?"
Yeah, I mean, all these things.
Do it all, right?
Yeah, and you know, and they act like, you know, the founding fathers had like no idea. I mean, these were like, you know, military men. The warfare was just kind of like something that they knew about. And in warfare, there's always innovations. So it's like weapons upgrades are like a constant thing.
Now wait, are you telling me that you actually believe that these guys thought 100 years down the road we'd still be using muskets? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, I suppose, man. I'm busted. You know, I'm just thinking that, you know, I mean, since we had, you know, people like you are doing innovative things, you would think that It's just weird that these people would think that they couldn't think that far ahead. Like, I'm pretty sure that someone was saying, man, wouldn't it be great if we could have, like, a weapon that fired multiple rounds? They had to know that sometime in the future they're going to do that. They went from slingshots to something that could fire with gunpowder. They had to know that this was going to develop more. So, this is the idea that they thought that it wasn't going to become anything else. And the funny thing is, like I said, it's Democrats. Especially don't want black folks to be armed, and they try to say the NRA is racist. It's like the NRA was basically founded to make sure that marksmanship was up, right? And they definitely wanted to make sure that, because the Democrats were so mad about losing the Civil War that when they came up with the KKK, you know, their terrorist organization, Union soldiers were definitely going to need to be trained up, you know? So they wanted to make sure their shooting skills was on point. And they were like, hey, blacks, free blacks, you guys want some of this action? Come on in here, man. We'll teach you guys how to shoot, too. So that's how that worked, you know? And they made sure that blacks were armed to fight against the KKK as well.
Now, I'm sure you have your history all screwed up, because why would Democrats be against teaching blacks, or any American for that matter, how to shoot?
For the same reason they didn't want blacks to learn how to read.
You mean they might be a threat? They might want freedom and have a way to get it.
Something like that.
We'll have to stop. Yeah. Look, you people got enough already, okay? I mean, seriously. You're not all down in the South working on farms anymore. What else do you want from us? This is the way they make it sound, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And now the Democrats, they have a new strategy. They went from not wanting blacks to know how to read to definitely wanting to learn how to read the stuff that they write for them. It's like, okay, you guys want to go to school? Okay, fine. You're going to learn what we want you to learn.
It never stops. It's just amazing to me. That's all I got to say. I mean, again, I'm hoping. Now, I'm reading that more and more people in the black, Hispanic, Asian communities, what have you, are turning away from the Dem Party, and I hope that's true, and I hope it's real. When we come back, I want your take on a law that was passed in Rhode Island that I was surprised even had to be passed to begin with. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, yes, it's going to be one of those. Don't have any liquid in your mouth. We'll be right back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south, with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell wrapped up 2 days of testifying on Capitol Hill. Following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase, Powell's saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. You should catch the Bible studies. You know, it's not like he throws them away after. We can always go get this stuff. And where do you find this stuff, Zoe?
Thanks, man. They can find it at bronzeserpentmedia.com.
That ain't hard, people. Write it down. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. All right, I want to drag you through the Twilight Zone with me. Okay, I always like to have fun with that. So, Rhode Island passed a law preventing teachers. You ready for this one? From having sexual relations with students as young as 14. So, when I first read the headline, I went, well, yeah, okay, teachers shouldn't have sex. But then I went back and started reading it. 14. They were not so much allowed to, but it wasn't against the law to have sex with a student that was 14 years or older. So now we don't have teachers that have the mental capacity to figure out they shouldn't be having sex with 14-year-olds. We have to pass a law.
Man, yeah, what else did he say? I'm stuck. I mean,
I like me.
You know, I think about like Rhode Island, man, for a second. I was like, okay, am I confusing that with the state that has that drink, that thing that people, you know, that alcoholic beverage? No, that's Long Island. Like, okay, so, but whatever they're doing over there, man, their judgment seems to be pretty impaired anyway, and it doesn't seem like they need alcohol to do it. Well, you got teachers there that are like, they got their sights set on. It's like, don't y'all have like enough grown adults like in your area where it's like you can't even like meet them at a singles bar or something, or at the laundromat, you know, or you know, at the park, at the dog park? Y'all having a meat market at your school, and it's so bad that you guys are having so much sex with your students that there had to be a flipping law? It's okay.
Well, think mentally. What drives someone going, whoa, look at that 14-year-old, she's looking awful hot. You know, I mean, look, I get it. I said it with the Bill Cosby thing I was talking to you about earlier, where I go, look, 16 years old, at the Playboy Center there, I'm sure with all the makeup and everything else, he probably did think she was 18. Good, bad, or indifferent, he probably thought she was 18. But I don't know how much makeup a 14-year-old has to put on to look 18. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, I just, this goes beyond me. I can't even wrap my mind around this.
Well, I don't know, man. I was going to say that, you know, consider all the hormones that they've been giving them chickens and them cows and stuff like that. You know, a girl at 14 years old might start looking kind of thick, but, you know, but they're eating all that plant-based food now. So, you know, they don't even eat real stuff. And, but, you know, look, man, 14-year-old girls, hey, they look fantastic. When I was 14, you know, 14, 16, you know, but, you know, you've grown and you're looking at this stuff and it's just like, you know, there was a 16-year-old, the Playboy Bunny Mansion. It's like, yeah. did one of the bunnies not have a sitter that day or something? Like, why was she even there? You know, and Bill Cosby, you know, gonna ease up on her and say, hey, little girl, you want some pudding? You know, I don't know.
But no, you're right about, I mean, again, they brought him up on charges of having unnatural sex with a 16-year-old.
Unnatural?
Okay, and so I started looking to see what was the unnatural stuff. And the fact, when you boil it down, it was that she was a minor. And you're going, wait a minute. You're encouraging sex with a minor in California. So he was at the Playboy Mansion in California. It must have been before the laws were in effect. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I mean, they're encouraging sex with 12-year-olds out here, for God's sakes.
Exactly. I mean, you know the saying, man, if it wasn't for double standards, they wouldn't have any at all, or this selective outrage that they'd be having. And, okay, so unnatural. Man, these people are the last people need to be trying to talk about some unnatural sex. One, it's natural to be a minor. All right, that's just a stage. That's a natural stage that we go through. You go from a minor into adulthood. But, you know, they're okay with a minor is, I guess, intelligent enough, which is not intelligent at all, to look at your biology and be like, I'm really a girl, when you've got a boy. That's not intelligent at all. However, if you do come to that conclusion, which isn't very intelligent, and you decided you want to switch your sex around, that ain't natural at all. But they're okay with that. But they're going to give Bill Cosby some grief about some unnatural sex. And I ain't trying to mitigate what Bill Cosby did at all. It's like, look, man, if that's what you did, you pervert. And dude, you need Jesus, man, for real. But this is to try to call this unnatural, man, I ain't listening to these perverts.
No, I mean, you're right. You're exactly. They are so hypocritical the way they lay this stuff out, the way they talk about this stuff. And I tell people all the time, you need to stop being a Democrat, stop being a Republican, be a human being, okay? Go look at the argument, go look at both sides of the issue, which is what I'm asking you to do, and it isn't that big of a deal. And then go ahead and make your comments. Because you're going to find out that you're running a fool's errand if you just repeat what you see on Twitter or any one of those places, you know?
Yeah, man. And as a human being, you know, flip and pray about it. You know, because we be looking at this stuff, man, we get this stuff all jacked up. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit, man, to examine it. The one who created us in the first place. And, you know, and it's off of the laws of nature that these people assume to have, like, authority over, talking about what's natural and what isn't. We need that compass, man, to look at and then look at this sort of stuff.
I did a story the other night I got to share with you because I thought you'd find this really, really interesting. So the CDC, with all the money we give them and all the information that we ask them for, they're supposed to try to keep us safe and all that. One of their latest warnings, you ready for this, is don't get amorous with your chickens. You think I'm joking? This isn't from The Onion. So the age, you know, recently with the pandemic and with other diseases going through the animals and what have you, the latest bulletin was, don't get amorous with your chickens or even with your ducks. And
these people don't duck themselves.
The reasoning behind this is there's been an outbreak of salmonella outbreaks, and it's linked to backyard poultry, all right? And they explained that the domestic fowl, like chickens and ducks, can be salmonella carriers. So don't be kissing or caressing or snuggling your birds.
Because you don't want to get them. Yeah.
I got five of them. We do that all the time. But what I found interesting, and I know I'm looking for the dark side of everything here, but backyard poultry, they're not talking about regular back. So if you have chickens, if you have ducks, at what point they say, you know what, we can't trust you not to get sick because of these. We're going to have to take your ducks away. We're going to have to take your chickens away. Can't have your own chickens or ducks anymore. Mm. You know? And then it says, make sure you have a mask on, an N95 mask. All right. See, you think I'm joking. Last I heard, it doesn't transfer from animals to humans, but I mean, maybe I read it wrong.
Yeah, that's going to be the next thing, man. That's the next pandemic, man. Foul AIDS. People are going to be having foul AIDS. And
Joey said we were going to have a second pandemic. Maybe this is the one he's talking about.
This might be it, man. We might be on our way. And you know, we're having food shortages and stuff like that. Maybe they're trying to help get some eggs back on the shelf, man. So the eggs are disappearing off the check. Maybe they're trying to get out there and do their part, man. And, you know, get them, like in them cartoons when the Bing Crosby chicken showed up and started singing to the chickens and they started laying eggs and all that sort of stuff. So chickens, ducks, and that's what they're getting out there trying to do. Man, and you know what the sad part of it is, man? The sad part of it is that this ain't new stuff. It's coming back. It's coming back to haunt us, man. The Bible talks about this stuff, man. Don't be knock it off with the heavy petting, no pun intended, and don't be having sex with your animals.
God
actually had to make that a law. He's like, dude, seriously, don't have sex with your animals. You should be killed.
Okay. Germany, I remember doing a story. Nobody believed me. I had to post it up there. It was years ago. They had an emergency session to pass a law that you could no longer have sex with. It was dogs, goats, and whatever. And, you know, they're all farm animals that you would find in a regular home, a regular farm. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, how bad, think about this, how bad did it have to be that they have to be called into session to pass a law to stop it? Right? Someone senior host, don't go far. We're going to recoup. We'll be back in a minute.
I saw what you did there.
You like that?
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
You with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me bring him on. Yeah, I know, right? That's what it was, music, man. Alfonso Rixel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, Zopian Den, Anti-Fighting Bible Study, and the co-host of Soul Food Radio, found at soulfoodradio.net. Now, I'm going to throw some stuff at you. We'll have some fun with
it. All right.
You might pop an eyeball, but we're going to have some fun with it. So the LGBTQ community now is whining that they say mortgage rates are hitting them especially hard. Again, calling themselves out as always taking the worst of everything, right? And some of the reasons, think about this, some of the reasons they claim this is not because they're gay necessarily, but it's because interest rates are rising while they're trying to put enough money together to buy a home. They haven't bought a home in the past. I'm reading this what this guy has written. They haven't bought a home in the past, so they don't have a home to sell in this booming market. The prices keep going up,
and they're kind of stuck trying to catch up. And I'm looking through all of this, and I'm saying to myself, nowhere in here does he say he was discriminated against for being gay, lesbian, or transgender, or whatever. All right? But the UCLA School of Law says that 50% of LGBTQ adults and 64% of LGBTQ couples own their own home. But for straight couples, the numbers respectively are 70 and 75%. So I'm saying, so that proves that they're discriminated against? I'm just trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I guess they always got to try to find a way to make themselves look like victims. And it's like, what do y'all expect, man? You turn this country, you want this country to be sold out to homosexuality. So because you're getting sodomized in the economy, don't be mad, okay? No means no. We didn't want this in the first place. You guys pushed this on us. So you guys get a taste of your own poison. You guys wanted this left-wing nut, and you guys want these left-wing collectivist policies. You guys think that the government is supposed to be paying for all this stuff, and you're going to have you demanded what resulted in this spike, in this just incline of inflation, and to try to at least maintain or something like that. You're going to have to try to offset that inflation with what, like higher interest rates. So they brought this on this feedback loop. It's just what they're dealing with, making it harder for people to get loans. You know, they did this. You know, and they're trying to blame us. And it's like, man, you guys really. Well, I guess when you look in the mirror and you're a dude and you see yourself as a woman, you guys have some really bad reflection problems, man.
Everything is a slight on the gay and lesbian community. I find that really interesting. You know what I mean? Seriously. But this latest poll should set it straight for you. Because, I mean seriously, I see this more and more. And it's not raising any alarms. I know that some pastors I've spoken with that, in essence, have given up. The Americans' belief in God has fallen dramatically in recent years to the lowest level since Gallup began polling the topic in 78. The vast majority, 81% of U.S. adults, believe in God, but the total is down 6 points from 2017. Right, total 70% in Gallup's May 2022 values and belief poll said they did not believe in God at all. Now, between 1944 and 2011, that number hung in at 90%. So, and in the 60s, which is really interesting, in the mid to late 60s, the poll hung in at 98% of people believed in God. Now, I realize it's God has a different meaning to different people. I got that.
Sure.
But when you see a drop like that quickly,
yeah,
that says volumes, does it not?
It does, man. And I mean, even today, like with the number that there's people, you know, you got people who believe in God, sure, but you know, at the end of the day, that's not what demons believe in God. You know, it's obedience to God is what it comes down to. And you know, more and more of these people trying to make up what God finds acceptable and trying to put these collectivist spins on who God is and just constantly violating the commandment to not take the name of God in vain as they just keep on doing it over and over again, redefining sin on their own terms, redefining, how we're supposed to view our property, you know, and seeing somebody else's property as their property and what do they call it? Share the wealth, and it takes a village and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, man, we got people out there claiming to believe in God, but out of those who claim to believe in God, I don't even know what God they're even talking about, let alone actually be prepared to obey him.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't subscribe to the same God that some of the people I hang around with subscribe to.
Right?
Right? I mean, seriously. And you sit there and say to them, look, where is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Look at it. I don't pretend to know it all, you know. Anyway, I want to go on and say something that you're probably not going to be surprised at, which is liberals, 62%, young adults, 68%, and 72% of Democrats were least likely to believe in God. And political conservatives and Republicans Political conservatives at 94%, Republicans at 92% express the highest levels of belief in God. Now, again, you and I have talked. That doesn't mean that they truly believe in God or the God or think that there's a higher power. But don't you find it interesting that at least those conservatives and liberals, if there's a 30-point spread there where liberals don't believe that a God exists. So therefore, who's at the top of their God list? They are.
Mm-hmm.
And conservatives, at least, I would hope, I'm believing 94% of them think that they have a higher power, if you would, to answer to. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I hope conservatives, you know, even those that assume to just have a higher power, something like that, you know, I hope that they really understand that it's really, it gets down to the Lord himself. I mean, even with the founding fathers, when they wrote up the Declaration of Independence, they said, you know, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor, appealing to the supreme judge of the world. Where do we get that term from? The supreme judge of the world is from the Bible. That's who God is. He is the judge of the world and the last court that you had of all. So, you know, with conservatives, yeah, that's we understand that these rights are God given, and there is somebody to be. If we talk about taking accountability and personal responsibility, there is, you know, a faction that we do have to answer to, and we shouldn't assume anything else than that.
Oh, I agree with you. I find it interesting that a lot of these people that you run up against, who will say, you know, they believe in God or don't believe in God, they don't have any basis in why they do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, kind of like I heard the word, kind of know there's kind of like a supreme something or other there that sets everything in motion, and maybe he or she is involved, right? I mean, think about it, right? Well, what was that guy that was praying in Congress when Joey B. first got in, right? Was he praying to the Almighty, Her Highness, or something? And he was supposed to be a Christian pastor.
Yeah, and you know, we get the things like a woman and stuff like that.
Was that, that was it. A woman. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, right? It, nowhere in the Bible, and even when people try to make the leaps of trying to say, well, doesn't the Holy Spirit, the word from the Ruach HaKodesh, doesn't that, you know, kind of denote like a feminine attribute? And it's like, that's a stretch, you know, to try to like lean on something like that when you contrast that with the Lord himself constantly referring to himself as a woman. Well, couldn't the Lord be a woman if he wanted to be? Nowhere in the Bible does it really show that he wants to be. It's like you're taking that liberty yourself to try to assume that he could be a woman. That's you trying to make God in your image, but nowhere in the Bible himself does he show that he's a woman.
Oh, I agree. Look at that's one of those questions that people love to ask you. Like, can God make a rock he can't pick up?
No. Early? No, he can't, because God doesn't waste his power being stupid. You know, God's not wasteful like us, all right? It's like, can God create a rock that he can't move? For what? What would he do that? Well, that would be illogical, right? And interestingly enough, the word of God, the word, logos, that's what it actually means. God is logic. He's reason. He's, you know, he's the law. So for God to make a rock that he couldn't move would be antithetical to what he actually is. So,
oh, God. All right, for the, yes, our God. We got about 45 seconds. You're going to love this one. The record high 50% of Americans rate the overall state of moral values in the U.S. as, I wish I had a drum roll, poor. And another 37% say it's only fair. And 1%. I think the state of moral values is excellent. We're in a bad way if the average Moroni thinks that we're in a bad way.
Well, I guess there's something that I guess a lot of us can agree on in terms of the moral decline. And it just depends on what people think is moral. You have people out there who think abortion is moral. So.
Yep. All right. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Pick up his music. Stop supporting Beyonce and those other fools, and support Zoe, right? BronzeSerpentMedia.com. So, God bless. Keep up the good work. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.
LS number 60134.